Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, got 22s? We're going backwards. Brought to you by the global elite. No kidding. Rich Eben?
Well, thank you, Vince. And thank you for giving me so much airtime today, especially. I really appreciate it. What we're trying to do is to wake up the people. What we're trying to do, and we know this audience is definitely read, well-read and researched, but we also want to give you ammunition to share with other people to wake more people up, because this is a time in history that we all have to ask ourselves, what are we willing to do? We need to disclose how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. We need to disclose how the powers that be are lowering the bars of standards and expectations for even a job, making the appreciation, the value, the dignity, and the legitimacy of work almost non-existent. We need to disclose the corruption, the manipulation, the fraud, the racketeering, the crimes, the treason, sedition, and espionage, where we have no transparency anymore, none. And the little people see no light at the end of the tunnel. So when we talk about measuring a country's wealth and power and future prosperity, basically the last criteria, and obviously I'm shortcutting a lot of information because I have so much, as I always do, government confidence. I set the stage for that talking about the corruption and manipulation. How can you have confidence when there's so much hypocrisy and double standards based on what group you're in? And I've said this a million times, folks. It's less left-right paradigm. That's an illusion. It's a lot more aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. They want to keep the status quo. They want to keep you as slaves. There is an addiction to power, money, and control, an addiction that's worse than alcoholism, that's worse than drug use, that's worse than anything. It's power, money, and control. Now, with President Trump, has government confidence gone up? Absolutely. But he's also disclosed the deep state, the corruption behind the scenes, behind the smoke, behind the mirrors. And we're so corrupt to the core in this country and around the world. I mean, how many articles did we mention on this show where the government is protecting corrupt big corporations and the collateral damage is small business and the little people? And while they're doing this, they're setting precedents for themselves. Just like the Brett Kavanaugh example. That's to set a precedent to get rid of due process. How many articles have we talked about the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ doing all these crimes with no accountability? The central bank, the lawyers and judges being bought and paid for, where the little people have no rights and no restitution under the rule of law, where rules, laws, and accountability are based on victim group and protectionist group status under the guise of words like equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity, which don't even have meaning anymore. It's like controversial extremists, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater with an anti in front of every word and an ism-ist and phobia on the back of every word. These words don't even have meanings. They're tools, they're weapons to divide us, to make us submissive, and to break our will. And you can see this in all the unit of measures that we've discussed over the years and today. Government confidence and government in general and the big corporate America is now non-functionable. Non-functional. It's unsustainable. Even the gig economies are falling apart. They are creating, putting our taxpayer monies into manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and their own self-preservation. President Trump, if you do not declassify all the things that we've been talking about from Epstein, I mean, my gosh, they couldn't even protect Epstein. The government couldn't protect the most important criminal in the world. The video cameras malfunctioned. The guards malfunctioned. Everything malfunctioned. You couldn't even do that. And you expect government, the people, to have confidence in the government? How about Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation? What about all this FISA warrants? All these daily coronavirus briefings you're having, Mr. President. We should be having them about this and geoengineering and weather modification tools. All documents relating to the billions of dollars of cash sent to Iran. 911, alternative energies. Mr. President, we the people, you promised us when you got elected that we the people would be in control. We are turning into a caste system where there's no opportunity for we the people. If you're not born into it, you're not going to get the great board of director job like Hunter Biden or Pelosi's son or John Kerry's son or Mitt Romney's son. Everybody's bought and paid for. So now because of this virus and all these new protocols, we can't have rallies or peaceful assemblies. Even the mainstream media is bought and paid for. Rallies, debates, voting, everything is heading towards a virtual reality scenario. But don't worry, we're going to have medical passports and chips implanted under the skin, but we won't have any freedoms, liberties, privacy, and we'll continue to be dumbed down and divided and be entertained with bread and circuses. I'm going to mention some articles here now. Seattle police chief, call 911 if you hear a racist name. Not making this up, folks. The silent majority has to speak up because we're beyond 1984. This is surreal. A Twilight Zone writer could not come up with this stuff. Next article, Italian governor. I was called racist for wanting to test China travelers in February. Can you see what political correctness has done to the world, to our country? We have to say no to political correctness. We have to stand up for it. And we have to start with three simple criteria of standing for principle that I've talked about for years. One, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Two is truth. And three, because we don't have representation or restitution or rights under the law anymore, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. European banks suspend dividends. Banker bonuses are next. Oh, at least we know what the priorities are. Bankers get penalized last. But first we'll penalize the top 10% of wealth via dividends, and then the bankers can get their hands slapped. Even though I mean, you can't even make this stuff up, folks. It really is, and that's why I talked about the Federal Reserve giving money and Japanification and no origination risks for banks to getting free treasury money to lend it out to businesses for profit. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine getting a product and literally selling it And you don't have to manufacture it. You don't have to earn it. It just gets found. And you sell it and you make money. Isn't that wonderful? Why don't you start a bank or a hedge fund, folks? Or anything. Any financial institution. Don't worry, you'll get bailed out by the taxpayer. And we'll pay for it through at least inflation. Never mind fractional reserve lending. Never mind stock buybacks. Unbelievable. It's all corrupt. It's all rigged. Next article. Tucker Carlson, the World Health Organization, helped China cover up COVID-19. You think? China, the World Health Organization, the UN, they're all in bed together. They're all connected at the hips. In other words, they're bought and paid for. They're owned. Next article. Small businesses lost most jobs since financial crisis. Imagine my shock. I think I've been talking about that for months. Small businesses don't get priority. We got to save the too big to fails and the too big to jails. That's fascism, folks. Little businesses are not allowed to have prosperity or make a living. You need to be controlled. Next article. Airlines want $50 billion bailout, and they spent $45 billion buying back their stock. I'm not going to go over the stock buyback scenario again, but nothing benefits the people in stock buybacks. It benefits the executives. Next article. How is the left is trying to blame capitalism for COVID-19 deaths? We don't have capitalism. We don't have crony capitalism. We have a fascist system. We have a system that bails out the aristocracy from malinvestment. That is it. And I've gone into huge detail over the years with this, but I don't have the time right now. Next article. Democrat governor vetoes mandatory voter ID for 2020 election. Next article. Biden prepared for remote voting for November election. Can you see where this is going, folks? Connect the dots. They are weaponizing everything. Never let a crisis go to waste. They are using the people, and the deaths, the collateral damage from the little people mean nothing. Even though the death toll is still less than 10% of the seasonal flu. Next article. Jill Biden misstates number of grandchildren she and Joe have, ignores Hunter's new love child. Well, maybe that's because she's a Democrat. Remember all of Bill Clinton's rape victims? Joy Behar said they were tramps. But yet when Sarah Sanders or Candace Owens speaks, they just basically rip them a new one. Again, feminism, Democrats, double standards and hypocrisy all the way to the bank. Even though Chelsea Clinton gets a job right out of college for almost $1 million a year and her mother flies around the world talking about white privilege and carbon footprints from the little people. Even though Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000 to shut up. Or how about the congressman saying Kellyanne Conway looks familiar on her knees? Oh, my bad. That's right. He was a Democrat. That's allowed. We'll be right back, folks. Thanks for being here.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this is not talk radio. You are not listeners. This is Do Radio, and you are students and instructors who teach others. You accomplish your objectives. And if we ever get a chance to go outside again, I would love to have our class go head-to-head with any other broadcast's listeners. You would clean their clocks. While they can quote ball team scores and players' numbers, you can wire, you can plumb, you can frame, you can fix your cars, you can build, you can grow your own garden. And while you've been learning and trying new things, they've been watching a ball go across their blue screens. In Greene County, Missouri, in which is located Springfield, Missouri, a few weeks ago, I mentioned that there was a case of a person infected with the coronavirus. A couple days later, two cases. Now 66. There are people who are really not paying attention. I've talked to some dog breeders over the last week or so, you know, to learn how the business works and how dogs interact with each other. And what I learned is, we chip our dogs. Isn't that great? Most dog breeders chip their dogs. So if you think about that and you apply what Rich Shubin has been saying for the last hour and 26 minutes, you can come to the conclusion that if a person has a new child, a newborn, that person, the proud dad or mom, can say, I'd like you to meet our son. His name is Thomas. Oh, you already knew that. You already knew that because we had him chipped. I didn't have to tell you his name because you knew that because you have a chip reader. Think about that, class. That's where we are headed. And why? Because of the GDP. They think it's cool. They think blue hair is cool. They think homosexuality is okay. They think lowering all the standards, all the things that we used to consider proper, they've lowered them so anything goes now. And you're supposed to accept homosexuality. You're supposed to accept people who don't know what they're doing in positions that are between you and the cash register. And when we talk about car crashes versus the corona panic, car crashes are individual events. The corona panic is a gift that keeps on giving. It has broken the supply chain, and it's breaking more every day. Rich Shubin?
Well, thank you, Vince. Next article. Running out of time, folks. I'm going to be as quick as possible, shortcut as much as I can, and to try to keep things in context. Next article. Immigration jumps to number one federal crime. I'm looking at a pie chart right here. Fraud, theft, embezzlement, robbery, money laundering, sex abuse, child pornography, firearms, and other, believe it or not, is a smaller piece of the pie. Drugs is number two at over 26%, and immigration is over 38%. So when I talk about inflation charts, like I have many times in the past, and I talk about the subsidies and cost shifting coming from you, the little people, especially in the realms of health care, education, and car insurance, is because the people who come here do not legally need to have those. So you have to pay for it through cost shifting. Next article. Susan Rice says Trump has a particular problem with strong black women. Not making this stuff up. So I'm going to go shortcut this a little bit. I'm going to go to some of the comments from the people. Diamond and Silk proves exactly the opposite. They also prove that Trump has a problem with lying. Susan Rice and others like her, liars who harm our country. Next comment, Diamond and Silk, Candace Owens, Alveda King. President Trump doesn't have to have a problem with strong black women, but he has a genuine problem with un-American traitors. Next comment, so true, and Trump has a way of triggering anti-American traitors. In fact, if a person is triggered by Trump, chances are that in an un-American traitor, it's really a great indicator to help spot the enemy within. Next comment, Trump has a problem with wrong people, including wrong black women. Chronic liars like Susan Rice and incompetent reporters like Al Sindor. Whoever that is.
All right, hold that thought.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams urging Americans to keep following the 30-day White House guidelines to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says social distancing will be key to getting a control of it. But he also had some hopeful news in an appearance on this morning's NBC Today show.
I know that I helped America understand this was going to be a hard and a tough week, but I also wanted them to understand that we've had hard weeks. We've had hard times in our country before, and we've come together, and America is coming together to battle this disease, and we are starting to see progress.
An encouraging milestone reached in China, where the pandemic began, with no new coronavirus deaths reported yesterday on its mainland for the first time since January. This morning has seen a second straight day of strong early gains on Wall Street, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
What?
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick Cuban's with us, and class, we're not taking calls today. On Friday, I will be sharing some tips from my unfinished, unpublished, not-for-sale book on how we do things here at the farm. And if you have some tips that you would like to share with our class, please call in on Friday. And that number to call in on Friday will be given at the beginning of the broadcast, and I'll give it to you now, 866-582-9933. So that'll be Friday, and David will be joining me, and we'll be talking about tips. Rich Even, please continue.
Well, thank you. And I was going to read more of those comments from that article from Susan Rice But I've mentioned so many minorities over the years who are extremely intelligent, who have guts, who are well-read, well-researched. I mean, Dr. Shiva sounds like a genius. Dinesh D'Souza sounds like a genius. Candace Owens, what they have in common is they're gracious, they have guts, and they're intelligent. Candace Owens, you were mentioning you might run for Congress. I hope you do. And I think what you should do, when you were there, we obviously saw how you ate Congress's lunch when they tried to entrap you by taking what you said out of context. I think if you do run and win, the first 2 weeks you should apply to be, just for 2 weeks in Congress, apply to be the cook, the chef at the cafeteria where Congress eats. And I think you should serve them crow. Okay, that being said, next article, speaking of thinking outside the box for food, let them eat crickets. The EU is about to approve bugs for human consumption. This is virtue signaling to show a need to lower population. Next article, mandatory lockdown. Baltimore officials approve spy plane to collect images of city. Remember, anything to do with smart means spy. But this is, like we talk about censorship and surveillance, it's going to get worse unless the people speak up and the silent majority no longer stay silent. Next article. 5 days before it filed for bankruptcy, Whiting execs, I don't know how it's pronounced, got $15 million in bonuses. This is a petroleum company. Right now, energy companies have their hands out and are getting bailed out by you, the taxpayers. And yet their executives are getting big million-dollar bonuses. That's right. Next article. Instead of firing everyone, Boeing offers voluntary buyouts to its entire workforce of 161,000. Is this before or after the airline industry gets bailouts by the taxpayers? Next article, IG Horowitz releases new report. FBI committed fraud on every FISA warrant. President Trump, why aren't we having daily briefings on this stuff? Next article, Fauci says lockdown will continue until there are no new cases of COVID-19. Is this man crazy? Really? He's so tied in with Bill Gates and the UN, the World Health Organization. They want to take down our country. Next article. Lawyers sue to keep millions of foreign workers in the U.S. Okay, America, get the names of these lawyers and judges. If somebody gets caught in violent crime from these people or gets coronavirus, you get to go to the lawyer's house and take what is justified for you because you're not protected under the rule of law. And it all depends, remember, as was told to me, on how many group self-pity points you have. Next article. Goldman Sachs buys two luxury private jets as Main Street is on the verge of collapse. Again, I know some of you think I'm making these articles up. I promise you I am not. These are published articles in the public domain. Next article, AOC demands COVID-19 reparations for black and brown people. Again, more divide and conquer strategies to keep us infighting, to keep chaos, because that's how the criminals win, is to make sure we do not have synergy. Next article, Florida sheriff who arrested pastor, now releasing 163 actual criminals, and I'm hearing that pedophiles are also being released. Chaos and infighting. Now I'm going to mention one good article that actually has some common sense and logic to it. Idaho is the first state to protect women's sports from transgender athletes. Unbelievable. Vince, I said a lot of information today. I know I shortcut it a lot. I want you to comment on some of these things that seem surreal. Twilight Zone, 1984. Some of this stuff, it's hard to believe we are living in America. And I would like you to put in your two cents. I appreciate you giving me the majority of the airtime. I'm going to leave you with about 15 minutes left of airtime to comment on whatever you feel is necessary. Please go ahead, Vince, and thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Klass, you don't want to hear me today. You really don't. Dr. Fauci, when he said that the lockdown will continue until there are no new cases, I read that. That, if you take that literally, that means the lockdown will continue forever. As long as man is around, there will be a lockdown. You know, all kinds of animals are carrying the coronavirus. Tigers can get it and have it. The concern I have is with cattle. Here in Missouri, a lot of people have cows. So there are a lot of farmers here, small farmers like us. And once the cattle get it, I know that the other team is going to come out here with guns and point them at us first and tell us to kill our cows. And they'll tell us that if we don't, they'll kill them and send us a bill for it. Farmers are going down. And farmers and truckers, believe it or not, Klass, are your friends. We farmers grow the food and the truckers bring it to you. And then you look at organizations like Goldman Sachs. They buy two brand new private jets while Main Street is in collapse. There's only like three words I can think of that apply to that. One of them is eat, the next one is the, and the third one is rich. Eat the rich. In Beaver County, Pennsylvania, CBS Pittsburgh has an article. And let me just, I don't like reading articles, but I need to share this with you. Because I've said, and I'm on the record as saying that nursing homes are concentration camps for the soon-to-be-dead. Please think about those loved ones that you have placed in the nursing homes. While you're at home, you have a lot more time to help your family. But it's really dangerous. Why? Let me explain. That the nursing home staff are generally very poorly paid, about minimum wage. They don't have a lot of training. They experience life and death every day at nursing homes. The work they do is work that most people would not want to do. Some find it very rewarding, but they're dealing with death all the time. In Beaver County, Pennsylvania, a Beaver County nursing home is operating under the assumption that all of their staff members and all of their patients are already positive cases of coronavirus. According to a press release from Brighton Rehabilitation and Wellness Center, they say all staff and all patients will be treated as if they already have the virus. They're proceeding with these presumptive positive measures to protect everyone. Over the weekend, a union representative from the nursing home reported at least 42 of the 450 patients living there tested positive, and three had died. The employees union says that 10 of the more than 300 workers have tested positive. Last night, nursing home spoke with the Department of Health, and they decided to no longer count test results there. They will instead isolate and aggressively treat anyone showing symptoms. Think about that. What they're saying is exactly what I said, that a nursing home is a concentration camp today. A voluntary concentration camp, except for the people in the homes. Because they're there because the family said, yeah, we're too busy. We're too busy to take care of you. We got stuff to do. We got work. Our job is really important. And so, you're going to love it. You're going to be with a bunch of old people They can't remember their names, that wet their pants, that poop in their pants. It's going to smell awful, but you're going to have a great time because they have TV. We are absolutely, positively going down. During the break, I put a couple items in a Sam's Club shopping cart. And it says, so I said, we'll go there today, which is something I would not want to do, just to see what would happen. So what is it? Well, I put some real common things in there that people would buy. I put some extra virgin olive oil in there. I put in some butter. I put in a brick of cheese. And I said, check out for pickup today. Comes back and it says, you can't pick it up today. What it really means is, we don't know if you ever can pick it up. What I'm trying to tell you is, I'm doing things. We're under quarantine here. I'm not going out. I am not going out. But I'm trying to figure out through some independent research, what it'd be like for you. Sam's Club doesn't have it. Because they have two ways of buying things. You can have it shipped to you, or you can go to pick it up yourself. And you can arrange for it to be ready for you. And they call it click and ship. Or click and pick up. Well, they don't have it. If you want to have an exercise in frustration, go try to buy some flour and some yeast, you know, and some common items that you might want to have around the house during the corona panic. It is getting harder and harder and harder to get things. And stores are limiting how many people can go in, and stores are limiting what you can buy. So if you want to, you just might be totally out of luck, because they may have a limit of one per customer. One. If they have one. It's getting worse very quickly. And as I said in the beginning of this broadcast, better get on the stick and get it right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us and class in Florida. There's a line of cars. It's miles long. Miles long. So the average car might be about 20 feet long. And let's say you put 10 feet between cars, so 30 feet on average per car. Miles long. In line for food at a Florida not-for-profit food bank. The food banks have reported a 600% spike in demand for produce among the corona panic. Recent numbers are 500,000 Floridians have filed for unemployment benefits. 500,000. In New York, there's an island called Hart Island, H-A-R-T. And it's not used for much. Well, there are some prisoners there who are digging graves in hazmat suits. And New York City is eyeing this as a mass burial site, a temporary burial site for coronavirus infectees. After 437 died in a single day. The city death total is about 3,500. Actually, it's 3,485. This is the kind of thing that happened in the past when there were epidemics such as the 1918 Spanish influenza epidemic. And mass burial sites like this were created. They were dug. This is where we are today, class. So for those who say that this is a fraud, the virus isn't real, this is a fake, this isn't real, do you really think that they would be digging mass graves? Do you think every leader of almost every country would be in panic mode? do you think that it would be wall-to-wall news? Now, I really do understand the conspiracy theories, and I think many, if not all of them, can be true. I really do. I'm not ignorant to the fact of these conspiracy theories. But what I'm telling you is you can spend your time watching a bunch of guys jump on a ball on the blue screen, or guys with big sticks hitting a ball across the blue screen, and other guys running to catch it and then throwing it to other people, having fun on a field of grass. You can watch that. Or you can spend your time discussing conspiracy theories about the corona panic, or you can do something to survive it. And I suggest you do something to survive it. And I suggest you meet with your family right now. Call a meeting, say, oh, you all look, we're going to talk about this. No cell phones, no distractions. TV's off, the radio's off, it's just us and the family, and we're going to talk about it. And we're going to write down the list. One person gets a piece of paper and a pencil and is the secretary. And you all talk about what you're going to need to get and how important it is. And prioritize that list. And as the secretary of the Treasury, U.S. Treasury, says, your money's coming soon. Soon. Huh. So, if I were a betting man, I'm not. But I would kind of buy some things I needed to survive. I put them on the credit card. And I would say, well, y'all, I can't pay you because Steve Munchin said he was going to send me $1,200 and he didn't do it. So I'm not going to be able to pay you. I would consider a response like that. But I would get that food. I wouldn't waste a dime. I wouldn't buy anything frivolous. I wouldn't buy a new computer or a new phone or anything like that, or a new baseball glove or bat. I would only buy essentials for life.
Vince, let me chime in here, if you don't mind, please, for a couple seconds we have left. I just want to mention, I hope I didn't have time to be repetitive today, folks, but these big executives who are getting bonuses, who are buying new jets, who are getting bailout money by the taxpayers, and then filing bankruptcy, and then pocketing the money, and then basically defaulting on debts under protection of the government and the rule of law. Think about this, folks. If you are entitled to have victim group or protectionist group status, you are actually demanding not just to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, but you're demanding no rights and restitution under the rule of law for the little people. Do you really expect that the so-called philanthropy and benevolence of the millionaires and billionaires are going to bail you out? Good luck. It ain't going to happen.
Rich,
Vince, thank you for your time today.
Rich, do you agree or disagree with me that the time is now, right now, to get what you need to survive this?
Yeah, the time was last year, but if you have to do it now, absolutely.
Okay, and class, just keep Lucille in mind. I know you're going to find her and bring her to the party. That's coming. That's coming. But you've got to survive it first. And these guys that are buying jets to get out of Dodge, to get away from the mess they've created, Lucille's coming. I know it's coming. Above all, honesty.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.